Doc Block.
Thank you to the Henley Street Country Club and the Ellen Page Dancers.
I don't like what that dress on is doing to that one on the left.
The one on the left has always been a flatso. You're crazy if you haven't paid attention.
Yeah, but sometimes she dresses.
No, she doesn't. She always looks like that. You're just horny.
No, she looks like a cylinder.
Pessy, you're not horny?
Go leopard print.
No, not this morning.
Mm-hmm. We'll change that. I want you to look at the one on the right and tell me she's not fucking smoking hot, though. Our middle one has better legs. Honestly, fucking hot take. Trombone girl's hotter than left flatso. I'm so mean. They're so nice, and they let us play their music. I'm not. I got to stop. Listen, I'm sorry.
Is that Mersh on the keyboard?
Yeah, no.
Wait, Mersh can play an instrument?
Mersh could barely do a podcast if I can play an instrument. Fucking kidding me? Fucking nuts? Mersh shows up late to remote shows. You think he's going to fucking play the keyboard in a band?
Probably not.
I just finished a show less than 8 hours ago, by the way. I'm fucking tired. They did drag works last night till like fucking 2-something in the goddamn morning. So, yeah, here I am again.
You're not the only one.
Huh?
You're not the only one, my friend.
It'll be fine. I'll get through as long as I can. I don't care.
At least there's no loud banging.
I know, seriously. I mean, that was fucking hell, dude. Fuck.
Oh, boy.
So... So court date 45 over here, is back at the gym.
Next week, by the way.
I know.
26th.
He's back at the gym. He's going to show us how men work out.
Mm-hmm. So, Royce, do me a favor. Full volume, please.
Yeah, full volume and pay attention to your surroundings.
Got it.
Still a little heavy quads today.
How much? How much weight? How much weight? How many reps?
Okay, first I'll get the weird flip flop.
Right there, that's a sin, but okay.
Yeah.
Come on, three.
How much you got? Let's see, what do you got? What kind of crop you got? What kind of crop you got? What kind of crop you got?
Hi.
He's already grunting.
If anybody were to ever grunt like that on a leg extension machine, I'd have to kill them on principle. on principle. Look, listen, you're allowed to grunt on a deadlift, you're allowed to grunt on a squat, and you're allowed to grunt on a heavy bench press, or even shoulder
press.
You're
not allowed to grunt at a Planet Fitness.
You're not allowed to grunt at a Planet Fitness or on a leg extension machine.
If you're fat, you can grunt everywhere.
Oh, Royce, just wait. He hasn't started yet.
How much weight we
got? No.
Again, pay attention to your surroundings.
I'm looking. Hold on. Let me see something. I'm backing up just for a second.
No, JJ, don't say anything. Let's see if he notices. Because I know what you're talking about.
He's doing 285.
Hi.
I saw him. The guy behind him's like, what the fuck?
How come he's not setting off the lumber?
By the way, if you ever go to a gym and you see these kind of machines, the cable machines are broken, it's because of what assholes like this are doing. That letting the weight slam at the bottom. First off, for the exercise to really hit your muscles, especially supporting muscles, you have to bring it down slowly because, see, that's the negative part of the lift. If you let it drop, you're not really doing it. You know what I mean?
No, Royce, you see, you got to slam them down extra hard so everyone at the gym knows you're lifting the big weights.
I see.
You're a big boy.
All right, so he did 265 for how many reps? Like five or six? Was it six or something?
Well, he's going to show you in a second, but I think we need to go back and count.
Yeah, why don't we go back and count? I want
to feel a little heavy quads today.
All right. No, that doesn't count because he didn't go all the way down, but whatever, I'll count it too. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Okay, 12. Well, and he's going to break the machine. Okay. Yeah.
I'm starting to see that luck alums are necessary again.
Hey, Colton. Hey, Colton. You fucking ruined dick piece of shit. I have a challenge. He watches. I know he does. I have a challenge for you before your fucking court date, you fucking loser. Do squats. And video yourself doing squats and do them not on a Smith machine, free weights. Impress me, big boy. Impress me, big boy, all the way down. All the way down, though. Make sure the full form all the way down. Come on. Little girls do this stuff, okay? By the way, 285, I'm going to max my machine tonight and film it. I'm going to max my machine, and I'm going to film it with proper form, and I'm going to make videos just tagging him and taunting him from now on.
You have to do 13 of them.
I'll do 15.
All right, there you go.
Wait, look at this angle. Mm.
Oh, my God. I sent calves. Please respond.
Hold on. This is the perfect moment. If you check the locker, Royce, you will notice that I already have this screenshotted from yesterday. There you go.
Yeah.
Now everyone can have it.
That's so good.
Tucker's back.
Hey, hold on. Let's see what Tucker's talking about.
Yeah, shut up. What's up, Tuck? Hey, Tucker, can you go back to the bow ties? I love that area.
I do. I will not lie to you. I do miss the bow ties. It did make them kind of stand out a little bit, which kind of was kind of funny.
285.
Here's what I'm thinking. Forget it. Like, Reed Jericho, he invents himself. No bow tie, no ties. Ascot. Like the kingpin? Like an ascot? Can you imagine?
I mean, I see where you're going, but...
Like Fred?
Yeah. Like you,
it's the tuck, so you have to tuck.
Well, exactly. You tuck the ascot into your collar.
Okay, hold on. I got one for you. Mm-hmm. Bolo tie.
No, not allowed. I think if you're not Texan and wear a bolo tie, you get arrested.
Well, on top of that, you know, I think the nappy headed hair hoe guy might give a fuck if you.
Don Imus
is dead though.
Well, I mean, he'll come back and haunt you, which there's nothing worse than Don.
No,
Imus
he's just haunting WNBA games.
I think JJ's just trying to tell us that they buried Don Imus with every existing bolo tie in America.
It's true.
They did.
Oh, excuse me, then what do Mexican ranchers wear, Pessy? Checkmate.
Nothing. It's hot in them fields.
Oh my God, that's they nothing.
They had the show. It's 285.
Buddy, that's nothing.
He's
buddy,
so proud of himself.
Buddy, that takes three pulleys on that machine. That's not a lot of weight. You know who uses this machine? Girls.
Women.
I have this kind of machine in my gym, but there's another leg extension machine that's you put the plates on it. Like, you know, you actually put the plates on the thing, I find that to be a little bit better because this one kind of cheats a little bit.
Yeah.
Hey, I have that same tire thing too. This guy in my gym?
Yeah. The tire thing.
I love it.
I like the original one because it bounces everywhere and you have to chase it. That's also part of the
Royce, remember after you film yourself working out, you have to do a good 3 minutes of you going, I did good.
You know what I want in this video? I want this Joey Swole to pop up in a cut here in a second and just dunk on him for a little bit. That would be hilarious, right?
Send it to him.
Yeah.
Okay, number one. Yeah. You have to wear proper shoes at the gym. Guys, I can't tell you how important it is to wear proper shoes in the gym. And look at the guy behind him laughing at him. He should, because this is how you break machines. I'm going to send it to him. I'll send a message to his thing on Facebook.
I can afford to blast my legs a little bit now.
He can afford to blast his legs a little bit now.
I'm not walking so much. Some of the reasons I've always taken it easy on legs. Once in a long while, I hit them.
You are a weak, pathetic, exploded cigar dick man. That's what you are.
I have to be careful.
You did one set of leg extensions, and he's acting like he just fucking did clean presses or something. Like, what are you doing?
I haven't been in a gym in 10 years, but I would kind of be like that afterwards. But that would be after an entire fucking workout.
You're right. Would you film yourself?
No.
Fucking saying how strong you are?
No. Give me a month or two, maybe.
Oh my God, that's right. This is his workout channel.
Just clang, clang, and the camera turns in there. Me, JJ, me, big boy, me, muscle, big boy, JJ.
I'm sorry. You didn't show me him getting his chest and back hard?
I didn't know.
You fuckers sat there, and this guy's fucking blowing out his chest like a fucking Chad, and you didn't tell me? You didn't think I'd be interested?
He's got boots.
But it's 135. I know. 135 on a decline. At that point, just kill yourself. Like, honestly, I'm not even trying to be mean, but why go to the gym? I've seen girls do more than that in my gym.
Well, not only that, like, you're going to throw shit out.
Like, also, decline? You start with decline?
Decline is for sit-ups, dumbass.
Yeah, listen, fuck you, by the way. There's a flat bench right next to you. Go flat bench.
Also, he's wearing gutter shoes.
Yeah, what's up with those shoes? What is? They look like ski boots.
Oh God! Every time he does that, it makes my spine hurt.
Your grip is too wide.
That's why you're chasing it.
Yeah, you can see it, right? His grip is way too wide. Yeah. You're following the bar. You're not even moving it. Ah, you suck.
No extension.
Are you supposed to hit yourself in the chest every time?
No, it should never touch your chest.
Well, no, but guys, if he's hitting him in his chest, it'd be one thing, but he's not. He's hitting his abdomen.
Like, the point of that, especially at that weight, is the resistance at the bottom from not touching yourself and then pushing.
And decline's usually easier. Buddy, why would you film yourself doing my warm-up weight? I don't understand. I mean, come on. Are you kidding me?
All right, let's see if he bangs his head on the way up.
Hold on. No, he... You know what? He probably did. That's why it's cut.
That's why
he probably did. By the way, Aeropostale, really? Wow, he fucking...
And a new cop incident, too.
Oh, yeah, I saw this.
But how is the DA refusing to go after impersonation?
I would hate to have to be the cops. I know. I would hate to be the cops that have to deal with this guy. You know, like, it's got to be a nightmare, right? Like
they have a board on the wall at you know, the precinct where they're like, what has Colton done this week?
He is. Hold on. Let me do something here because I forgot.
It also has some holes from when they threw darts at it?
Yes.
I'm just wondering why we haven't started calling him Swolton.
We are now.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
He's this amped up because he was just in jail and he saw real people working
out? Wait, he blocked me, didn't he?
Yeah,
I think so.
Wait, no. He might not have blocked me on this channel, though. Can you guys see if my thing comes up?
Yeah. Let's see.
Well, I'm frozen here. I'm lazy.
Nah, it's not there.
All right, here, chat, do me a favor. I'll give you the link. Can you let him know that I said that Royce from tell Cersei, I want her to know it was me. Say, tell him that's girl weight and his form is terrible.
Yes.
Because he's going to block me, that's fine, but you can't block everybody.
Well, I mean,
I guess you could.
He can, but I know
you
I'm.
You forget how much time this man has on his hands, Royce.
That's true. Well, no, he's busy fighting with other homeless people.
But how is the DA refusing to go after impersonation? It's flagrant. It's obvious. It's prosecutable.
Yeah, you're impersonating a man, but you have a mangled penis. I get it, Colton.
That's
your question is with the DA's office, not mine.
Don't fuck with
Can
a cop.
We give this cop like. With this Ray-Bans. Is the most organized cop I've ever seen.
Oh my God, you're right. I'm looking honestly. See, look at his things. He really is OCD. Look where the flag pin is. Look where the cam is. He's got not one, two pens, just in case one goes bad.
He's got this a tactical flashlight. A tactical.
Yes, you're right.
Bro, this is a cop that at the end of every shift, he's not married. Goes home to his like quiet dark apartment and he just sits down and he just disassembles his gun and cleans it and then polishes his badge, lays it out nice by his bed, and then prays and goes to sleep.
After jerking off, you forgot that.
No, this man doesn't jerk. This man is pure cum. Yeah. This man hasn't, he won't release until he's married.
Now I have to see the other hand.
Somebody said, this is how efficient you could be if you didn't smoke weed. Well, good thing they call me Messi. Good thing they call me Messi Lopez.
I thought it was Coco Lopez.
That's only on the beach.
That's only when you bust up.
The ones that don't take the process.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing this show. Do you understand that right now it's 85 degrees here, okay? I could look at cameras at the beach at Clearwater. It looks beautiful. Do you understand that right now I could be having a rum coconut drink on the beach and ignoring you fucks? But here I am. Here I am. I just want you guys to always understand how grateful you should be.
It's 82 and get a thunderstorm in 30 minutes, just so you know.
It's probably that way here, that too, as a matter of fact. It's Florida.
There's a good idea for a day wave merch. You get Taper to draw like kind of like a
Taper never like a trusted pant, that guy.
Like what's it called? What is it? What's it like a?
Oh, it's about right.
Oh, what's it?
All right, JJ. Here's my forecast. Yes, the sun's out now, but at 11 o'clock it's gonna rain. Then its sun comes out at 12. Then at 2 o'clock it's gonna rain. Then the sun comes out at 3. Then at 5 o'clock it's gonna rain. Then the sun comes Florida. This is Florida, man. It's 100%
all rain, isn't it?
No, it's rain, sun, rain, sun, rain, sun.
Okay, so the one thing I learned of living in Florida for 2 years was it rains every day at exactly 3:30.
Yes.
No matter where you're at.
Agreed.
It also will rain again at 7:15. I don't know why it's that number, but and then also at 2 o'clock in the morning when you're trying to sleep. Oh yeah, thunderstorms, baby.
But I don't mind that.
But look, Florida lightning ain't like normal lightning around here where you get like one or two. There's like 5,000 strikes in an hour.
Yeah.
It's fucking nuts.
The dry lightning is pretty bad too.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh my god.
And then
god.
When does it rain iguanas?
I'm looking
over
at the
there.
10-day forecast. 99 on Thursday. Ugh.
Oh, okay, I remember Margaritaville. I was trying to remember the name of that fucking restaurant.
Yeah, Margaritaville. Yeah,
you need a Margaritaville style day wave shirt where it's you at your computer with a like coconut rum drink and it says I could have been at the beach. You're welcome.
Yes, I actually like that.
Right?
So in comparison, every time it's 70 degrees over here and cloud, rain, 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 cloud, sunshine.
I wonder if I could look at a live video of Clearwater Beach because I want to show you guys what I could be doing. No, honestly, I want to show you guys what I could be doing versus what I am doing. Live video. Let's go New Smyrna. What do you say? Smyrna Beach. All right. Let's see what we have. Well, there's not a live video. Clearwater? Clearwater. Live beach cam. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got. All right, this is from Frenchies, okay? I want to show you guys what the fuck I could be doing, okay? Listen. Look at that. Come on.
Oh, nice.
Do you see? Do you understand? And I'm here because I love you.
I thought it was because of the love of money.
That's what I was talking to, money. Who do you think I was talking to? I was talking directly to money. I was looking at a plot. I love you, money. I don't even have a donation.
Dude, Clearwater was nuts. Like, the sand's so white, you can't see on a sunny day. You can barely see without. Mm-hmm. You need sunglasses. You can't walk around without sunglasses.
Yep. The sand is so white, you should see its credit score. I don't know if you guys have credit scores in Canada. I don't know how that works there.
We do.
Is it the same as our credit score?
Yeah.
Actually, I'm applying for a new credit card today after the show.
All right. A Timmy's? Timmy's card?
Yeah, I need that new Timmy's credit card.
The Timmy's rewards? I know. Oh, you've seen the one with the button?
I know you have Timmy's rewards.
No. There's a special credit card you can get that has a button on it that switches between a Timmy's credit account and the normal one. So you can it's half gift card, half credit card. That's how.
Oh my God, this live stream. I just want you to point something out to you, okay? It's currently live. You can see it's live, right? This live stream was started September 25th, 2020. This live stream is going on for like 2 years. More than 2 years, this live stream has been going on. That means the last time that Frenchie's lost power at Clearwater Beach was September 25th, 2020, you know? Because honestly, think about it. If the stream is still going on, that means that the power didn't go out enough for the stream to die, you know? All right, fine. Let's see Anna Maria. Maybe let's see if I... Look what I'm missing. Do you understand what I'm missing here? This stream was started February 3rd, 2022. Oh my God, now all I'm getting is beach. Look, see?
Oh, we got people in this one.
Hey, that's pretty cool. Is there a nudist colony on with a live camera?
Dude, there's a lot.
Hawks K, Florida Keys? I love the Florida Keys. Although I will admit, they have a shitty beach. What's a shitty beach?
It's where Kokomo is.
Kokomo's made up. Kokomo
maybe
isn't
in
real.
Maybe to you, but it's real in my head.
Southernmost Point. See, this place always has tourists. You can click up the Southernmost Point video at any time, and there's always going to be people standing there taking stupid tourist photos. These people don't know. Right now, you understand, these people taking these photos don't know that there's a bunch of people watching them, judging them from fucking the internet.
Wait, so is that supposed to be the southernmost point of Florida?
Of the U.S.
Yes. Of the U.S.? Okay, so, but isn't technically that fence a little bit more south?
No, that's directly south. The fence is southeast.
Oh.
So everyone has America flag board shorts?
No, this is Key West. Well, maybe tourist in Key West. Like, oh, you mean Under Armour guy with? Oh, there's the conk. There's the conk tour train showing up. Toot toot. Okay, so there's this tram that looks like a train, and all those dumb fucking rubes are riding around in the heat, going through all the different historical areas of Key West.
They paid $50 for.
Hey, what does this girl's short say?
I don't know, but
if
I love how Royce is
enhance.
And gets her purse.
No, that's her butt. The one taking the pictures, her butt.
That's her butt.
Oh.
I'm just trying to read what it says.
I can't say anything. I did that.
You wore shorts that say cute things on them?
No.
That's weird. I mean, I would have never guessed you would have done that, JJ.
In the back days, it said fat. Yeah. But anyways, I have been to that, and I did take a picture.
Yeah, I get it. Everyone's a tourist. Yeah.
But that was right when I moved down there, so.
Here's what it looks like in the middle of the night. Nobody there.
That's a long fucking way.
Oh, that's fucking eerie. Hold on. Let's see if there's any movement. Does anything crawl out of the water?
I don't know. Might be a coon or two.
They're all sleeping.
At exactly 3 a.m., Jimmy Buffett comes out to feed.
Oh, yeah. A raccoon.
Yeah, Jimmy Buffett comes out to feed at that time. You have to leave a cheeseburger for him.
All of a sudden, we see a Cuban on a raft come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
You just leave a cheeseburger and a margarita.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And a salt shaker.
I love that people are there like, it's not that exciting. That's all it is, by the way, is that monument. That's all it is.
If I remember right, there's a beach to the left.
That couple sitting there has been taking us.
What are they doing? How are they still taking a selfie?
That was like fucking 5 minutes.
I wish I had one of these people's phone number. I call them right now and be like, look at the camera.
So you know what else I'm noticing?
Mm-hmm.
There's no.
Look at that bird diving in.
Oh, my God.
There's no those people there. It's all.
Yeah, man, it's only 10 a.m.
Okay, fair enough.
Come on.
Yeah, but even after that, they're not going to.
Oh, I'm sorry. Who do you think cleans it?
Right. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hold on. Go back.
It's all tourists,
go back.
Right?
Go back a little bit. This family taking the photo right now. Okay, so stop. Okay. Go back a little more.
Oh, my God. Do you know how hard this is to go back in such a big video?
Just like
5 seconds.
Like with the keyboard. It's like 5 seconds before this family gets there. This mom. Okay, so this girl does not want to take a photo. The mom physically throws her.
Oh, my God. You're right.
I'm talking fucking throws her.
All right. So, like, right around here?
Yeah, watch. Watch. So she's like, fine. Look at her grab her daughter. Look at her grab her for the fucking photo. And then the daughter, look.
You bitch.
This is happening right now, too. She's so mad. She won't even smile. She's so pissed. That's teenage angst right there, man.
Oh, so mad.
Yeah, they kicked her out. Was like, all right, let's take a picture with the good one.
But even before that, she was standing with the dad, and the mom grabbed her to stand with her, and she was like, "Fucking touch me." So maybe that's not the mom.
It's just funny seeing these people take all these photos that are just gonna end up on Instagram and they never looked at again.
Yeah, it's probably her aunt or something, and there's a Mary being born right there.
That's Florida. So
Mary's her hatch.
It's a Trisha Paytas being born.
Mary's her hatch. They're not born.
Okay. Yeah. Well, again, in a time machine. I know.
So, Pessy, when you went over there, did Royce take you to one of these?
Yes. He took me to northernmost area.
But you'd have to go to Maine for that.
Shut up. Yeah, no, let him sit in the joke. Let him sit in it. Let him sit
let
in
him
it.
Let him sit in it like a poo.
You sit in it.
It's stinky and warm.
Because at that point, wouldn't it be just Jacksonville? So he took you to Jacksonville?
Hey, hold on a second. This might be
terrible.
Fun. This might be fun. Is there another tourist area that would have a live cam that would be fun to look at?
Fucking Mount Rushmore.
Let's find bad tourist areas.
Oh, God. I bet you there's just boomers everywhere.
No, there's not a live cam at Mount Rushmore.
Filter it to live?
Yeah, I know, but it would have come up. I mean, I'll do it, but it would have come up.
All right, fair.
Yeah, no, this is just a hotel in Sturgis Sand. Do you want to see a camera? Hold on. Do you want to see a camera? A live view from hotel in Sturgis?
Look, I bet you that's lit.
By the way, this is on Main Street and Harley-Davidson Way.
That's still probably what.
Hold on, I'm going to say something in the chat. Hi. Oh, I said ho.
Ho.
Ow. Can you find some hot chicks?
On bikes.
Chicks for us. I am trying to scout out some talent. Because someone's moving this camera. This isn't automatic. You could tell someone's moving it, you know, the zooming in and the zooming out.
Now, can we communicate with the person?
That's what I want to see. That's why I just said something in the chat.
Then he's going to zoom in on like some old lady's butt.
Ah, oh, damn it. Good. If we could get this guy to actually do what we're saying, how hilarious would that be, though, right?
I think it's automated there.
Yeah, I think you might be right.
That was a rather automated turn.
Oh, my God. There's way too many cameras in Sturgis, guys.
What's going on in Sturgis?
Not anything right now.
Well, let's see if there's internet.
Oh, Duval Street.
Ooh. Okay.
Oh, you know what, though? This sucks now. This camera would be fucking amazing to watch, like, Friday night.
Yeah.
Like, when it's fucking wild. Hold on, let me see, because this is Duval, right? But what part of Duval? This is at Sloppy Joe's.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Do they serve Sloppy Joe's?
There it goes. All right, I went back enough. Party, let's go. All right, Key West boys, let's party a little bit. What do you say?
Oh, not with that crew.
No, that crew fucking lame shit. That's...
All right, so I found a street level live cam of the Las Vegas Strip.
Oh, yeah, okay. But I mean. Yeah.
It's too early for
too
that.
Early. Well,
Public Square of Watertown, New York.
I love this show. No, they can't have me. Key West Police, one of the four officers is there.
What about like Paris or something like that?
Paris, Texas.
The best I can do for you is White Bay, Jost Van Dyke.
Look British at that.
Virgin Islands.
Look at that Saggy, camera.
At the Soggy Dollar Bar.
Okay. Next time I go to Key West, I want to make sure one of you guys are streaming, right? And then I'm going to get on my Discord on my phone. That way you could hear me. But I want you to stream this video from Sloppy Joe. And I'm going to do a podcast in the middle of Key West on the Sloppy Joe cam.
Just standing there like the black
yeah,
guy.
Exactly, yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Oh, so we're just going to see this guy eat? That's his camera?
Yeah.
How about Thailand?
Oh,
no,
Frozen,
no,
Frozen,
no, 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 no,
no. Someone says, look at the homeless cam in Everett, Washington.
Oh, that's a good one, too, yeah. Still probably a little early in the morning for that.
Is this what time is it in Thailand?
Probably 10 p.m.
Yeah. Oh, so party time, premium party time.
What time? Okay, okay, hold on. Okay, hold on a second. Hold on. I found a. I just found a live stream called "Time Left to the End of Israel." And it's been streaming 579 hours. It's been at zero for fucking God knows how long. It's just been at zero. It's just sitting there at zero.
Let's see. Filters.
Here's Shinjuku over Japan.
Where's this Everett homeless cam? I can't find it.
I'll see if I can get it.
Oh, you just reminded me. This is Skid Row live stream.
This Vegas?
That one's Vegas, and then I also just found Venice Beach, which would be a little bit.
Here's LaGrange, Kentucky.
There we go. I hate this music. Escorts direct to you?
Uh-oh.
Don't click that.
No.
Don't. Escorts direct to you?
But it's... Royce, it's not what it says it is.
No, look, it says escorts direct to you.
I understand what it says, but
stock blocked.
Florida.
Well, you have to unpause it so that you have to unpause it a little bit so that the truck can go by. And
can... Yeah, so you can call the number.
Well, it's 702-696-9696.
It should be 6969. Let's just be.
It would be better.
Shame on them.
I mean, there is a 69 in the middle of the.
I can have her. By the way, call that?
This shitty little piano music, synth little piano music, while there's an escort truck riding by.
Oh no, Royce!
Yeah,
get your escorts now.
Okay. All right. It's got a pool. All right.
Pessy, you should call the escort thing.
It's got a pool and a view.
It's got. Oh, I like this one already.
You should call the escort thing, Pessy.
It's an American number. Why don't you do it? So, I'll do 1-800.
Wait, so you can't call.
He doesn't want to pay the.
I'm being.
Oh my god, that's so funny because I don't pay long distance if I call Canada.
Yeah,
that's weird. Well, I didn't know that. No, I honestly didn't know that.
You have a better phone plan than I do, probably.
Because I could call Canada numbers, no problem. Honestly, it should not be long distance. That's so stupid.
Pessy doesn't want to pay the extra $1.20.
So you're telling me I could call Alaska for free? I could call Alaska for free, but not Toronto? That seems silly, you know?
Apparently, we have a Nambia cam. Well, I have the cam that I just put in there. That's the best one so far.
Yeah, that's
like what I think. Ooh! Nambia cam.
There's another one.
Penguin cam!
Yeah.
Penguins.
Now we're talking. Look at that.
Look at them.
Look at those guys. Look at those guys.
They're all like, what?
Yeah, really
like,
are bowing
it's
off.
It's like Mersh waking up out of bed.
Dude, that's wild. I'm just saying. I've seen it once. It's fucking wild. Oh, look at that.
Look at them zipping
around
in the water.
Oh,
look
my God. That looks so, this is so much. This is so wholesome.
I could stand there all day and just watch the little fuckers walk around.
Wonder how. No, you know what? I'm not gonna say it. I'm not gonna ruin it this time.
Boy,
you're gonna eat the penguins frozen?
I'm not gonna eat the penguins.
I swear to God,
like,
I'm not
gonna.
Gonna
say.
No, I wasn't gonna.
You know, it's a watering hole.
Hey, look, it's Nambia.
Oh, Royce, look in the locker.
Uh oh.
Look in the locker.
Uh oh.
See now.
Now you want wholesome?
Oh,
puppy cam.
Oh, my puppers is hurt.
Oh, no.
Oh, she's sleeping with the donut on.
Look how many. Oh, look at all the puppies.
Ah!
They just take them. This is the back of a Chinese restaurant.
Is that why my tummy's rumbling?
Oh, my God. Really? This is them all sleeping together in a pile.
Oh, my God. It's a puppy
pile. My God.
It's a puppy pile.
Oh.
That is the most adorable. Look at them. Look at them sleeping. Look at them sleeping.
Surprised you're not like, Marie, come here.
Look at them sleeping. All right, let me play this.
Marie's probably watching right now.
The Phantom Gardener tipped $3.33, vabbing.
Those dogs, Warrior Canine Connection.
Yeah, I don't know what this is.
I'm trying to figure it out. Oh my god! But look how sleepy they are.
Oh my god! Go to the wait. Go to the channel. There's other. It's.
Look at that! They're even more of a pile.
Oh my! Hold on! You guys are gonna.
Oh, I can't.
We're such.
Children. I can't.
Look in the locker real quick. I found the nursery of the same canine place. These are all
puppies of the puppers.
The poppers of the puppers. Oh. It's too cute.
Oh, look, little more puppers.
Look at him. Look at the one in the corner. Look at the one that got stuck. He got so fat. He got stuck underneath. Look, see? One in the back is stuck.
Look at some of them barely open their eyes.
Ah, we're so gay. I don't care.
I want one.
I don't care.
Oh, you want kittens?
Wait.
I got a
if
one.
This doesn't warm your heart,
first
how
off,
kind
first
of heartless
off,
bastard are you?
First off, fuck kittens. So let's not. I don't care about kittens. Dogs, get the fuck out.
What about a bear?
Look at them. They're congregating.
Oh, my God. They're feeding. Look at their tails. They're so happy they're eating. Oh, my God. That mom has had it. The mom is fucking had it. Look at her face. She has had it.
Stock blocked.
Do we see the puppy sleeping? We're so gay. I swear to God, we're so gay.
Yeah, they're going to call you gay.
I don't care. Look, they fell asleep eating. They fell asleep eating.
Oh. I don't care. I needed this.
I love
this. I
don't
know how much I needed this.
He's fucking so hungry. He's so hungry. Oh, oh, they're sleepy. They're sleepy.
Okay. Oh my God. All right, okay.
We gotta stop. Come on, man. We're trying to do a show. This is ridiculous.
Hold on. Just all right. Get TS. God damn it. God damn it, TS. There you go. This one's for Frozen.
Hey, pandas.
Now Frozen's starving.
No, you don't eat pandas.
How's
you
it
love
snowing
pandas.
There? This is not live.
No, it says live.
Panda.
There's no way it's
panda,
snowing.
Panda.
Well, where is it?
It snows in Asia, man.
Shut up. No, it doesn't.
China's
very mountainous.
Yeah, it's all mountains and shit.
Okay, the Wolang
sound it out
Valley.
Listening to Royce Reed, it's fucking hilarious.
I just can't. I'm still. I like JJ's whole Chinese snow is a myth.
It is, man. Now we're there.
It's styrofoam.
Man, they fucking spraying it all over the place. I get it.
It's MSG. Rains from the sky.
Look at it, just relaxing.
Yeah, I don't know. It's not. I mean, according to the forecast, it's not snowing there right now.
Told you. I fucking
this
told
isn't
so.
Live cams. This is pre-recorded cams that they air like they're live. This is a lie.
Yeah, I told
been,
you.
Have we been sus?
These pandas are probably dead.
Oh, that makes me sad.
No, it should make you hungry.
For the last time, you don't eat pandas. You love them.
No, you eat them.
You eat everything else. Why did you draw the line to panda?
Yes.
Why?
Whatever. What are the penguins doing? This one is live. It's real quick. I had to check in. Yep, they're still penguins.
Like, I fully believe that's live. All right,
no, yeah, because this Kansas, Kansas City Zoo, this is live for sure.
If you went there, that's live. Mm-hmm. These motherfuckers where they're like out in the middle of like that Zambia one, there's no way. That fucking water buffalo is out there right now.
Let me see.
That fat one can't swim for shit.
What is this? Hold on. Before I put it on screen. Oh, that's a topless beach. Oh, yeah, that's a topless beach. Oh, yeah, that's a topless beach. Here, hold on. Yes, maybe.
We get the link to that.
Maybe
one.
You're right.
Wait a minute,
but
if it's on YouTube. Oh.
What I can do is this, and I'll share it on Discord.
Yeah, there you
go.
Let's go there.
You guys can see it, and then you can share it. Let's take a look because this might be a good one.
Okay, I'm already in.
Would you realize? Hey, calm down, horny. Wait, where are you in? Which one are we going in?
Oh, they're in the JJ.
Okay.
The JJ one.
Okay.
Even though yours is probably boosted.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Oh, yay.
Oh, yeah, I saw this one.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, hey, what's going on here on the right?
Topless.
Nice. You give him the link?
Sure, we gave them the link.
Yeah, JJ, give them the link.
I don't have the link.
Mute yourself in Discord.
Whoops. Oh, God.
Please don't have that. No.
Oh, no. This is not the kind of topless beach I want.
No.
clothes on, boys.
Yeah, now they got clothes.
Well, it's some information. It's optional. They don't make you be topless. It's optional to be topless.
So I want that one.
You want mandatory topless.
Yeah, we want to see the beach where they wrestle you to the ground and take
it. Oh, wait, he's blurring this guy out because it's Wang.
Yeah,
because you know why? Because boobs are allowed on YouTube if, like, artistic or whatever, but no wangs.
No wangs. Oh, God, it's
a... Ah, no.
I love you, like, no wangs are allowed on YouTube. I bet you there's just flat-out dick
on YouTube.
How
about that one? That one's
okay. I mean, that one's fine.
Yeah.
There's going to be so much sand in your vagina.
Yeah, and your butthole, like, that's going to be...
What about older lady here on the left? Those are good boobs.
You know,
those are good boobs. Yeah.
When in fucking Spain.
Look at the guy trying to film her, but trying not to film her.
The ones here on the right are probably the hottest ones, in my opinion. Those guys.
Oh, nice.
Right?
Oh, damn.
Right? Yeah. Right? Yeah.
I don't like her trucker hat, but it's okay.
You're right. Disgusting.
Yeah, trucker hats are not good.
You think this is entertaining for the audience?
And this is Australia.
Oh.
Ooh. Aussie.
Oh,
Aussie.
God.
Oh,
damn.
Really nice.
All right, here, look, guys. I'm gonna give you the link. That way, you could follow along.
See, I don't have a problem with that one.
I'll give you the link so you can follow.
I feel like you're gonna give them a different link.
Also, by the way. Beautiful beach, huh?
Yeah, the beach.
Yeah, very beautiful.
Never gets old. Whales even.
Oh, God, this
old.
Is the one. Hey, Royce.
Yeah?
Do me a favor, all right?
The nude blogger has 204,000 subs, and this isn't even. Wait a second. How come this is allowed?
Hey, Royce, go to 849.
Well, I'm going to. But why aren't I allowed to fucking play these videos then?
I mean, I guess we could be nude.
Oh no, no.
You're welcome.
No,
Royce. Never mind.
No,
no,
no, no.
Yummy.
Do your tits hang low? Do they wobble through and flow?
How did you know that timestamp?
Because I found this earlier.
Oh, so you definitely masturbated this.
That's not bad.
Be like a few minutes.
That's not bad.
I meant like an hour ago, so yes.
It's not bad, but it's not great either.
I don't know. I feel like
I would, but I shouldn't.
She's got chicken butt, okay? Like,
it's a little bit flat.
She has butt cutlets. Like
I'm gonna close. Okay, there you go.
The pandas.
Ha! Caught you guys. We were looking at pandas the entire time.
See, that's the power of radio.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at the panda.
I love how Miami MILF's in the locker, like, yelling, where's the link? What the fuck? No, we're going to keep you moist and wanting.
Yeah, sorry, you whore.
There's the link.
Oh, no. JJ,
this is
the
link. Here's the link.
I wouldn't trust him.
What? JJ!
I didn't do it.
I would never do that to a panda.
I'm Thomas, and today is Nelson Mandela's birthday, but he would have been 104 years old, and I was really mad that he died.
Hi, Thomas.
Maybe he was getting sicker and sicker. He was not getting better. Well, maybe, yeah, when he was 95 years old and dead. It's time for him to go. It's time for him to go. What that man did. Mm-hmm. And enough about that. Today is Vin Diesel's birthday. He's 55 years old.
Yeah! Dude. Fuck yeah! Hey. Vin Diesel's birthday.
Family.
Vin Diesel's birthday. By the way, Eruption sucks.
Mm-hmm.
FYI, Kissing. Hey.
And he was in Guardians of the Galaxy. He always says, I am Groot.
Yeah, it's about that's the extent of his acting range.
That's what he said. Vin Diesel, I like him. Mm-hmm. And what else?
Here's the family supercut in honor.
I am guessing.
Diesel's birthday.
Today is also Wendy Williams' birthday. I like her, Wendy Williams.
You like Wendy Williams? Hold on.
Trust me.
No way.
Yeah, I mean, normally he's pretty on point with his people that he picks.
Yeah,
but I don't know with this one.
And what else am I going to say? Well, I am guessing that is about it.
So did you get in trouble for the microwave?
Well, he's still in there, so I mean, I guess they didn't kick him out for.
Bye.
They definitely know who did it, though.
I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously it's him.
What's up, fat face?
I'm nothing.
Again, I'd like to remind everyone. Congratulations to Kenneth the North and Adam Farler.
Oh my God, it is so adorable. By the way, it is so adorable. Yeah, that Kenneth the North came out and he's been dating Adam Farler. I think it's like the cutest like relationship. That it's amazing.
I'm glad that they're very happy.
The day wave helps people. You know,
when's the marriage?
Yeah, honestly, well, come on, don't put him on the spot there. But I'm just saying this. Is there going to be a little Ken to the North with Adam? Who knows?
Who pays for it? Ken or
yeah.
Adam?
Yeah.
Ken or Adam. He seems like the female.
Took my last video I made down because it said the timeline agent was naked. It said it took it down for nudity. The timeline agent just wears a blue skin suit.
Jesus Christ, man. I'm getting more videos of the fucking body cams are coming out now from the Uvalde shooting.
Been coming out pretty good. I think people like it. I mean, hey man, we could just riff off of fucking live videos.
I don't wanna
It's kinda like tarot, but we can't fuck with anybody, you know?
No, I mean the Uvalde body cam footage is pretty bad, man.
You heard it, guys. Midnight Riff Party Gumroad. Uvalde shooting riff.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
Let's go.
Tessie, don't do that.
No, I'm not. I refuse to watch. It's like a JJ. Oh, no, JJ. I have another video of mine for you, man, because you have an iron constitution.
Yeah. Are you going to try? Are you going to be the first one to try and break?
No. I'm not going to try and break you. I just know you're strong enough to laugh at the shit.
Okay.
So
I was going to say, because I'm waiting for that day where I'm like, this is fun.
Here you go. I have a preview of the Gumroad thing. Here it is.
Oh, God, no, I don't want to.
Here it is. This is the preview of the Gumroad thing. Here it goes for Pessy.
Okay, this is fine. This is on YouTube.
I could speed it up.
Turn down the music. There, hold on. There you go.
This is not
lives.
Is that no one knows about kids or anything else like that?
No, there's a kids and teachers in
there. There you go.
There's a student in your talking. Yo, somebody needs to tell 302 to get off the radio respectfully.
I can't.
A damning new report.
No, they don't. This is just the news thing. They're not going to show like They don't show anything bad.
Oh, you don't like hear it in the background?
No.
The Uvalde school massacre condemned the almost 400 police officers at the scene, saying they failed to prioritize.
400 police officers did nothing.
That's a lot of people with their thumbs up their butt. Doing
and one 100-pound Mexican mom ran in there after being arrested to go save kids. Fucking chills, you fucking cowards.
Innocent victims' safety over their own.
What a crop. Hold on. Yeah, no, yeah. What? Look at there. There you go, guys. What an elite police force.
Mm-hmm. Your kids are in the capable hands of Officer Tug Nuggets.
Tug Nuggets. Hey, that's Lieutenant Tug Nuggets to you, sir.
His nickname is Tuggles.
Full of victims. Child called 911, sir. The room is full of victims.
No shit.
Yeah, we know. What the fuck, man?
Go in there and shoot him.
Child 911 call.
You're going to wait an hour.
The body cam footage shows the officers knew that there were children trapped inside the classroom.
I love how there's a lot of them waiting outside.
Yeah, all 400 of them.
Yeah, it's one, that guy and 399 of his friends.
Yeah.
The gunman was left inside for almost 77 minutes.
Jesus!
That's a long fucking,
fucking
time.
Christ!
That's a long fucking time.
Even as gunshots could be heard.
Wow. I don't know what you want from us. We're actually just the world's largest police a cappella band. I don't know.
Well, that makes sense. Yeah. Look, another crop. Look at these. Look at these elite cops.
I'm going to take all of this.
Hey, who's in charge of tech?
It's going to take time.
Y'all need bangs.
Gas?
We're bringing gas and
bangs. No, bang energy drinks.
Yeah. All right, guys, we gotta hamp up.
I'll take a strawberry freeze, please.
The report said
looks
that
looks like them bacon boys are here to save them. The kids are dead.
And
are they
dead.
Bringing in Cinnabons? Like, what the fuck?
Command of decision making among the 376 officers, and that
officer
this
Shia
may
LaBeouf?
Have cost lives.
I brought pudding
cups.
Oh, here comes the
milk.
Are you on a gas mask?
Chalky milk and pudding cups, JJ.
Yeah, let's have it.
702, do you have y'all's masks?
Oh, fuck that.
Wow, what an unorganized shit show this is, right?
You guys got masks and you got guns right
and,
there.
And JJ, they're handing out the pudding cups and then, and a tapioca for Tug Nuggets. You remembered.
My Chalky.
All of these people are cowards.
Why are they all just waiting at one door? When
all of these people are fucking
all
cowards.
These people should be tried like fucking Nuremberg because they all sat idly by while people murders happen.
Yeah. 19 of them, by the way. Warning, viewer discretion.
My wife's bathroom.
Right.
He's already in the classroom. He got me, right?
What?
He's in the class. Dude, if I got shots fired, we're going to be in the building.
Is there a window to said place?
I don't, like, dude, this is fucking
other entry points,
right? There's 400 of you.
It's just one little hallway that they're trying to get through, and
the west side.
You have 400 people.
Dude, we gotta get in there.
You can! With the overwhelming amount of people!
Yeah. One at a time. Bust through the windows, too, man.
Mm-hmm. We gotta get in there. He keeps shooting. We gotta get in there.
Oh, shit. Don't shoot him.
Yeah, no, you there. Know what? This, this guy, I'm not as mad at this guy because this guy did go in and he got shot at. He's bleeding, so at least he tried. Yeah. I'll give him that.
I'm sure out of the 400, there was one or two that tried.
Yeah, of course, but I'm just...
Like, come on, guys.
It's going to be the building by the... Bomperes, Perez and Jordan, that building. Across from the funeral home.
He's speaking English.
Shots still going fast. Shots prepared.
That meme about this? I put it in the chat. You've probably seen it, but my favorite meme about this whole thing was this one.
They got me, right?
Yeah.
You got you? Jesus. I don't know.
4.2, you out. Oh yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah. I'll put him in there.
Die laughing.
Everyone got mad because there was a dude checking. I think it was that guy. He was checking his phone because his wife was in the hospital.
No, his wife was in the hospital. His wife was one of the teachers that was being shot at.
Yeah. So yeah. I understand that guy. That guy's got a reason to not be up his shit. But how the fuck does 390, let's even say 10 people.
Even half. Let's say half.
Yeah, even to be whatever, 150, you know.
200 people. 10 people is enough.
You can't crash, like, you guys have all this shit, and you can't crash through the windows, and you can't come through the ceilings. Well, we've got them contained in one room.
Yeah, with kids.
I don't know, I guess you got me.
See, I would have been at the end of the hallway. Come out here. Boop.
Yeah.
You know. Come on. Boop. I don't want to say the F word on here.
Yeah, you're right, because these cops are all going to have pensions. We'll get kicked off if we call them faggots.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. See? I let that out there. That's the one. I let you use them. I don't use them. I'm trying to be professional in my big dog shirt.
You've used it before. Shut up.
I haven't. Not on your show, sir.
Yes, you have.
No, not even once. Find it. It's all still up there.
Hey, good news. $500 reward for information leading to the arrest of conviction of individuals for any crime committed on the school property.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Did you let them know he's going to have a $500 fine?
Well, reward.
to the person that gets the arrest. Why are you looking at this, too? Like, it's a little ironic.
I'm bleeding from my ear. Just give me y'all a heads up. Maybe y'all could, the more help, the better, you know?
I think he was actually shot.
Do we know who the guy is?
Children escape. Body cam footage shows officers helping students. The children escape from the classroom away from the shooting in rooms 111 and 112.
Kids coming out. Kids coming out. Kids coming out.
The black one has a gun. This is insane. This is insane to me. So you have another entry point, that
next
window.
Hold on.
So you have another entry point now, that window, correct?
Royce, yes. There's numerous entry points.
Hey, Royce, I'm going to show you something, okay? Hold on.
Yeah.
You keep going. Let's go find it. Hold on.
This is really anger-inducing, guys. Fucking for real.
We got kids coming.
For real?
Yeah. No cap.
On God.
Cover them. Watch. Go. Run over there.
Come on, get them out.
All of these kids are going to be... Oh, you know why? The people helping them? Border Patrol. Border Patrol's the one that killed them, by the way. I want everyone to keep that in mind. It was Border Patrol that walked in there with a fucking gun by himself! While 400 other faggots stand outside.
That's true.
And the only reason he got in there and they tried to stop him was because his kid was one of the classes. He was plain clothes. Walked in, put his vest on with a gun and fucking killed the guy.
That's all.
Go.
It looks like...
Pull up.
I'm trying to find like a picture of the building, mm-hmm. like the actual school. Looks like there's a lot of windows.
Of course. It's a school.
Well, it won't matter. It's already...
Hurry, guys.
Come on. Taking it out.
They're demolishing it right now as we speak, as a matter of fact.
Go, run. Come on, big guy.
You're all right. Come on. You're all right.
We got...
They just cleared it off. This kid's fat.
Is there anyone in this classroom?
Hey, this was fat.
No, we need to find out, though. They're not going to come to the window. We tried several times. We had to get them out forcefully. There has to be kids everywhere.
Yeah. It's a school. You know what else is everywhere? Fucking cops!
What does that sound?
I think there might be more. You know what? If there's 400 of them, right?
Pessy, are you jerking off?
What's that noise?
I'm not doing anything.
Are you polishing something?
No, that wasn't me.
Squeaking.
What's that noise?
That isn't me. Is it a bird in the video? Pause the video?
No, because the video's paused and I'm still hearing it.
Where is that sound coming from?
I don't know.
But he's on the other side.
The fuck was that?
Bust that window here.
Yes, we have him contained. Okay.
But he can shoot through, so just be careful.
Yeah. But he's already shot.
Watch out, guys. Watch your eyes. Open the window. Knock that thing down. Move it out of the way.
You know what the noise is? I think I still might have one of the cams open up.
Oh, the dog puppies? Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Oh, it's the puppies or something.
Well, that's fine.
We're sending more teams. Okay, open this window. We're sending more teams. Open the window.
Quickly, sweetheart. Quickly.
Open the window, guys. The window.
Oh
my God, there's a bigot.
Unbelievable.
Just fat shaving every kid that comes out.
Unbelievable.
You need oxy. You need.
Yeah.
You need to gain weight. You need to lose
weight.
But
we start with our Marcelino Benito, who has the newest body cam video of the police's...
Shots fired in the building!
Yeah, okay, this is... Okay, yeah. This is a newer
chaos
one.
Chaos and confusion.
Hey, we're going in or we're staying here? What are we doing?
As 25 Uvalde police
staying
officers
here,
descended on Robb Elementary from multiple directions.
Oh, shots fired! Get inside! Go!
No hesitation as Officer Coronado seen rushing towards the campus. Video released last week from hallway surveillance cameras captured activity on the north side of the building. We watch officers storm in and approach the door. But soon take fire and retreat.
Am I bleeding? Am I bleeding?
Oh, this is the body cam footage. This is the other angle of the guy.
Am I bleeding?
Officer Canales' body camera captured the moment the gunman shot towards them, and they backed away to safety.
That's my wife's classroom.
Teacher Eva Morales' husband, UCISD Officer Ruben Ruiz, was in that hallway too. The urgency clearly heard in Canales' voice.
Dude, we gotta get in there.
The DPS is in the people.
More officers arrive on that side of the campus. Effort underway.
Go, run over there.
As students look at UCISD Chief Pete Arredondo in the hallway on the south side of the building. Minutes later, the chief and another officer are seen trying to unlock a classroom. Multiple keys tried, none of them worked. Meanwhile, the clock kept ticking. At 12:21, nearly an hour after first officers arrived on scene, more shots are fired. No one moves in again. Instead, you hear officers trying to communicate with the shooter.
Mr. Ramos, can you hear us, Mr. Ramos? Please don't hurt anyone. These are innocent children.
Despite muffled responses earlier, hard to hear on the body cam, this time the shooter didn't respond. 5 minutes later, Arredondo again on camera on the phone. 7 minutes later, Border Patrol's tactical unit moved in to kill the shooter at 12:50. 73 minutes after first officers stepped foot inside that building.
In one officer's body cam, you hear dispatch say the shooter's uncle was on 911 and requesting to speak to him to try and talk him down. And in another video, we see officers inside the gunman's grandmother's home. You'll recall he shot her first before heading to Robb Elementary. Again, this is just a small part of what these body cams reveal. We're still combing through a lot of it for you.
Shot his abuela, piece of shit.
Thin blue line, fucking faggots, suck their dicks all the fucking time, all the fucking time. You suck their dicks and you make this guy think to be fucking heroes. I'll tell you what, you say it's not all of them, that's fine. At least 400 of them, though, in one town. So let's do the math. It's enraging. It's enraging to me that we watch these videos. And look, I always try to be fair with these with cops because I do think sometimes cops have a fucking shitty time and it sucks. How do you explain this, though? Like, how does anybody who's one of these, anybody with a thin blue line thing on their car, how do you explain this? It's not one bad cop. It's 400 bad cops, you know?
Yeah.
That's a lot of incompetence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And by the way, suck my dick, by the way, Royce, you're never fair with police. Hey, suck my dick. Why don't you have an idea. I'm not fair with police. I'm more fair than fucking anybody else is. When they have a shit job, I try to be fair. When they do a shit job, I try to be fair. All right? That's fucking it. All right? You know who's not fair with police? Them with their wives, statistically, when it comes to domestic abuse. So have an idea. Don't fucking watch a video of 400 cops being fucking cowards and then tell me that I'm not fair. You know what's not fair? Fucking 15 little caskets. That's not fair.
19.
Sorry, 19 caskets. That's not fair. All right? That's not fair. Fuck these cops and fuck you if you support any of these 400 faggots. How about that? I don't care. You can't watch that and have me ever have fucking sympathy for any of these 400 assholes. Sorry. It's not going to happen. Fucking telling me. No fair work. I fucking, yeah, you trust me. More fair than they deserve sometimes. How about that?
Back to Adam Farley.
Yeah, sorry, guys.
Anyway, barcodes and Coca-Cola.
Where were we with Adam?
Well, I have donations. Penis is the best part.
Gates off above super chatted $10. Yes, let's get flashbang and smokes for rooms with children. Well done, officers.
Yeah, they're geniuses. They're geniuses.
Zello's node tipped $3.33. So after this, does this burn up all the 9/11 goodwill for cops?
Hey, Steve, I get it. You used to be a cop. You probably sucked at your job. If you wanted someone to suck a cop's dick, go watch Hannity. I think he's
spiritual
on right now.
Spiritual God Warrior tipped $3. There is no possible way those cops didn't receive orders from a higher authority not to enter that school building. They had every opportunity and never got authorization to enter. Almost like someone didn't want them in there for reasons.
So what you're saying is they were just following orders? I mean, that's a long way to say that, right?
Not
Furpine the tipped $6.90. Hey guys, just wanted to show this video of a dad stranding his 8-year-old son in the middle of a lake and some guy saving him.
Fuck yeah. Okay, I'll play that now. Jesus Christ, that's wild. All right.
Lord Pepsi tipped $3.33. Uvalde shows you can spell incompetence with A-C-O-P.
Yep.
Yep.
So this is the video he sent. Hold on. A black guy fishing on a boat?
Bro,
you're supposed to fish. No, no. They're supposed to fish on canals near off ramps.
Royce.
Oh. What?
You need to come up here and I'll show you.
Okay, I believe you.
It happens everywhere up here.
A lot of them also up here.
Yeah, it's a thing.
You gotta think, like, this guy's probably recorded all his stupid, boring fishing kayaking tours. They're just boring videos. And finally, all those years of recording it, it was worth it. You know what I mean?
I'm surprised the fish hasn't showed up because he has, you know, fishing
on. Yeah, he hears it, trust me. Oh, actually, I have that same kayak.
By the way, you think he's got a map of this place? Horn Dog Fence, by the way.
He should.
Dog.
Oh my God!
Need some help? Okay. Well, your dad's back there, but I'm gonna bring you in the shore, okay? I know. Just calm down.
How did this kid end up? Does anyone know how this kid ended up out there? I kind of need more information here.
Alright. So, no, you can't pull right now. Just hold on a second.
I need to get me my dad.
Okay, but I'm gonna bring
that
you
kid's
over
gotta be fucking terrified, okay? Man, right?
Just calm down. You're on my boat. You don't have to worry about the current taking you out. Just listen to me. What's your name? EJ, okay? So, what we're gonna do right now.
Wait, no, I'm sorry. How did this 8-year-old. This is kind of nuts, right?
His dad left him.
Yeah.
No. He left him, but how? Like, did he fall off the back of the jet ski with his dad? Like,
yeah.
Do you understand what I'm saying? How did he get into the middle of the lake?
Did the boat sink or something?
His dad probably threw him in, maybe, because he said he was dead. They're saying he's drunk dad.
All right.
Can you? I figured out a way to get you up and out without bringing all the water in. Okay. So I think if you can hold on like that, can you do that for me? Can I get you to shore?
Yeah.
Okay.
I really need it.
Yep, yeah, okay.
I really need it.
Bro, I really feel poor kid, right?
I'll be able to land on the dock, okay?
Well, I mean,
that kid's never going.
The only reason the video is not that sad is because this guy fucking saved this kid's life, you know?
Yeah,
can you do that for me?
Yes.
You're strong,
this is a challenge,
right?
Too. He's on
okay,
a
all right. So I just need to be strong for a few more seconds.
Can you play right? Bolton working out after?
So I'm gonna try not to hit you. So I'm just gonna back us up.
I really want to know how this situation happened, right?
Oh, that's my mental bucket.
Does anybody see if they can find a news story, maybe?
Mm-hmm. There's fathead minnows in there, okay?
Where's this located exactly?
All right.
Nothing. It doesn't say, but it was just posted a few couple days ago.
So I'm gonna try to back us up.
Minnesota.
Oh.
Yep, your dad's not gone. He's just on the other side of that grass over there, okay?
Yeah,
I know. Yep.
Okay, here we go. Kayaker rescues lost 16
six-year-old.
Six-year-old, sorry. Found swimming alone in St. Louis River.
All right, I'm going to keep playing.
I know.
All right.
So I'm just trying to do this, okay? Can you hold on? Keep holding on like that.
You said that Mitch has a map of this lake at Horn Dog Maps, just so you know.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Good. How old are you?
All right. So
Maps. Mitch, make me one of these for Horn Dog Maps, but have a little kid like in the middle floating in the map. Thank you.
The kid became detached from his dad's sailboat and the boat drifted away. But Jones says he still, Jones is the guy on the kayak, says he still has a lot of questions and concerns. So they still, they interviewed the child's parent who said they could not navigate back to the boy due to the currents of the river and the wind and was forced to beach the boat ashore. So like, it was like a sailboat and the wind kind of, he couldn't turn it around.
Oh.
I mean, we've all played Sea of Thieves. We know how that can be.
So it was. So this is like he couldn't turn around and get his kid. Is maybe what happened.
Yeah, no, it was impossible.
Could jump in and stay there with him. You know.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, I mean, that's what I'm thinking too. Like, that point, fuck your boat, right?
Yeah.
So apparently, the boy told his when the boy fell off, the boy was just like, "Oh, I'll swim back to shore," but then the current pulled the boy further out. It's weird. It's weird.
You can't remember? Are you that old? Are you like 101? 102?
This guy's doing a good job keeping the kid calm. I can hold
up fast. Yeah, you know, kids, he is six.
Oh, he also has a six-year-old, he was saying.
So what we're going to do is
can tell this guy's a dad, the way he's dealing with the kid.
Yeah. We're making waves. Are you calm or did we get you to land, okay?
Everyone saw the guy was drunk on the boat.
All right, let's find out. Let's find out. Well, I think we might see the guy. Let's see.
Yeah, hold on. Let me get this off.
Where was he?
I think
man,
he got
that kid recover real quick, huh?
Mm-hmm. Blown away over there. Come on, let's see if we can find somebody to get you a napkin. Here, let me get you.
I should use it by the water.
Yeah.
I should.
All right.
He's never going.
Come on,
water.
Let's see if somebody's home.
Yeah, that's that might be traumatizing. For
and he's and he's saying he's feeling cold. I was just somebody that was fishing, but I want to make sure that he's fine. And then we're gonna call 911.
911.
Yeah. Early stages of hypothermia.
Why? Why don't you want to call 911? Are you scared?
Yes, I don't want to.
It's okay. We just gotta get you on and make sure you're getting checked out.
No.
All right.
I don't want 911, please. No.
Thank you, leftist America.
Wait, is he saying
this into his fucking head? He thinks the cops are coming to fucking do something.
Yeah, don't worry. The cops aren't gonna do anything to you. You're a kid in danger.
Yeah, thank you for putting the fear of
don't worry
cops
about it.
In the fucking world.
Maybe you'll get the 1 out of 400 that'll do something about it.
Oh, yeah,
it.
You're right. Can we get the Uvalde ones in this bitch? Yeah. Let's get those in the
seriously.
Do you still feel really, really cold?
Yeah. Hold on. The kid's on the porch. We got to set up perimeter.
Shoot him.
Wait, no one's going to put a towel over this kid?
Yeah, he was in the bay. When I came up fishing, his dad was right next to him.
Yeah.
Maybe 30, 40 yards west or east of the ramp there, and the current that swept him all the way out here.
Oh.
And his dad
was actually two people drowned here in that same spot last year.
Well,
Jesus.
Hey, buddy, maybe not in front of the kid who's terrified. fucking read the room, pal. Holy fucking shit.
Well, it was just one of those things
it serves them right for sailing their boat on bloated corpse of a boy lake.
Oh, there's that was the name of
called it. That.
Yeah. Fucking Jason Voorhees' mom is in the lake.
His dad was coming because his dad has a sailboat right there, and he's still not coming. Still hasn't came in and checked in on him. So.
Okay, just pull this up over your head now.
Yeah, we just got to make sure we get you warm and that you're going to be okay because we don't.
Okay.
There you go. There we go. Good, good, good. Yeah. Thank God. That kid had to be fucking freezing, huh?
You still, you're still shit.
Because
I don't know how long he
was in early stages of hypothermia.
Jim, the boy can towel himself.
Due to the weather today, but I don't know how long he's been out and which can play an effect on that, too.
Jim, that's enough.
Grass right there.
No. He's cold.
Sir, you're hurting me. Duluth.
There's the fire department.
Duluth.
David.
Very pleased to meet you.
Yep.
Sounds like he was a bit nervous.
Well, he was screaming, and it was like, I looked back to see where you were at, and you were a couple hundred yards away, and then...
Oh, that's the dad.
There was somebody else that had a boat, and heard him screaming, but then they went past him because the people had told him that dad was in the war.
Oh, that's
here.
Not the dad.
So I'm like,
it's a different guy.
They're going to go get him. And they didn't. They just drove past him, and then he started
that's not
screaming
the dad.
Even
that's
louder.
So else
and I
was
just
in
cut
the
my
lake.
Line and
wait. There was another boat that was in the lake that passed by this kid.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Up and he grabbed onto the side of my kayak, and I just made sure that he could hold on long enough because I was going to try to lift him up.
This is a nice little white pill comparison to the last video, though, right? At least like somebody saved the kid.
Kayak, but I told myself if I do that, there's going to be too much water that's going to come inside.
Yeah.
So then that's why I had him. So I just had him hold on to the side. I'm going to try to paddle to get him in as far as we can to the nearest in the water.
Sir, we're going to have to arrest you. I mean, we know you.
What?
We know you saved. We know you saved the kid, but you are black, so
this is kidnapping.
Yeah.
What?
I could have hypothermia. So I was like, I'm just gonna.
Sir, do you have weed on you? What? Wait, what?
I smell weed.
I saved him. Why are you guys gonna?
Yeah. You saved him, sir. Sure. Were you selling him drugs?
No. I was out there fishing.
A little lake weed operation we got going around these parts. I see what you're doing, pal.
You know they call those dead drops, right?
Mm-hmm.
Call EMS, have them check him out.
Cop walks over to the water, grabs a handful of seaweed, just as I thought, hydroponics.
No, he grabs a knife, he cuts into the kid's life vest, pure cocaine, Colombian, uncut.
It's the good stuff.
Yeah.
Then I was happy I did come here because they were here, had a boat, was able to come and get you.
Yes.
But yeah.
I thought you were about to say cuts into the kid's vest and it's cake.
Oh, God, the kid's cake! Everything's cake! The game show never ended!
First thing I say...
I've been playing the game forever.
And then thank you.
Yep.
That saved me a bunch of hassle.
Yeah.
Because the river takes him a little bit, and I said,
yeah.
Calm down, slowly swim to shore.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's the debt. Hold on. The kid, this guy's drunk. Who is this guy?
A bunch of hassle.
Yeah.
Because the river takes
yeah,
him
he's
a little
drunk. Before. They're right.
Yep. And of course, the river.
Yep.
So I had to try and walk it back. That is super slow.
Yep.
So thank you very much.
Yep.
I wouldn't chat longer.
Thank you for saving my kid. I'll be taking him now. And then he just fucking like jerks on the kid's arm really hard and gets, come on.
Thank you. Oh my God. This is the worst dad I've ever seen. By the way, my Chris Ben washer came in.
On June 12th, 2020.
Key Largo. Let's go. Brand new Key Largo body cam. Brand new Key Largo body cam. By the way, let me read the title just to tell you this is worth it. Drunk off-duty cop flees police at 100 miles per hour.
A Monroe County deputy.
Now, JJ, because you know because you've been through, imagine trying to go 100 anywhere in the Keys. Anywhere in the Keys.
It's not going to be fun. Those are squirrely roads.
Yeah, dude, you're fucking going to end up in a fucking water is what's going to happen.
Was conducting traffic enforcement in Key Largo, Florida.
Ah, yes. Again, nice authentic slice of pizza in Key Largo.
The deputy observed a white Chrysler traveling 108 miles per hour.
And he thought, that's interesting. I don't know Chryslers could go over 100 miles per hour.
The posted 45 mile per hour zone.
By the way, posted 40... From Miami to Key West, it's 45 miles per hour. It doesn't get any faster. Bro, he flew by. Holy
How close
shit.
Is this scenario? Kokomo.
Kokomo's not real.
It's not real. It's not down.
Really? Then why would you write a song about it?
Yeah. Ask the fucking Beach Boys.
The deputy activated his emergency lights and attempted a traffic stop. However, the Chrysler showed no signs of stopping.
Oh, other angle.
To drive recklessly through traffic and accelerated over 110 miles per hour. Eventually, the Chrysler pulled over, and the deputy ordered the driver out of the car. The driver was later identified as 26-year-old Donovan Rojas.
Is he still going?
Yeah. Okay, calm down.
Turn the fucking car off! How many people in the car? Get out of the car! Get out of the fucking car!
Get out of the car right now. Out of the car, raise your hands.
Hands up in the air!
Hands up in the air right now.
That's an off-duty cop?
Officer Baron Corbin?
Yeah, I was gonna say. Looks like a bum-ass Corbin to me.
Turn around. Do not face me. Turn around.
Just walk right here. Shut the fuck up. Get right up.
Oh, command. Shut the fuck up. Sorry.
Over here. I don't give a fuck who you are. Get on your goddamn knees.
Hey, woo!
I'm a cop.
And you'll listen to me when I tell you to get on your fucking knees.
Donovan then claimed he was a Miami-Dade police officer, and the Chrysler
What were you doing in Key Largo speeding them, buddy? Miami-Dade is a little bit, it's a little far. You got to go through Monroe, buddy. What's going on here?
By the way, that was his agency vehicle.
Yeah. Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, God. It right oh, there. Unmarked. Yes.
Agency vehicle.
Yep, there it is.
You used to work for Miami-Dade.
You ain't working for Miami-Dade no more now.
Used to work for Miami-Dade. Yeah. Was such a fucking... Oh, this cop is fucking abused.
Stand there. Same 11. Winning customer.
I'm going to have to...
Be quiet. Don't say another word. You hear me?
After placing him in handcuffs, the deputy observed an odor of intoxicants coming from his person, glassy eyes, and slurred speech.
That's a dog one, too. Oh, no. I love when they put him in there with cool, the dogs walking right their heads.
This other guy's telling him to calm down, but to be fair, the cop that was chasing him, adrenaline must be fucking pumping. You know what I mean?
Ah, oh, fuck you.
Slurred speech.
Everything's cool, Sergeant. Of course. We gotta check this car first.
There's guns, radios, and all kinds of shit.
Yeah. What's up, man?
What's going on, man?
I haven't seen you in a bit.
Yeah,
I've walked
a lot. I get stuck on it.
Release the air.
By the way, this is Key Largo. These cops really don't get a lot of action, to be honest with you. Mostly drunk, disorderly, and shit like that.
I'm surprised how smooth this is going for both boot camp.
I know.
Holy fuck.
Oh, wow.
Whoa, does he live in his car?
Damn.
He's for real.
Jesus.
Why?
What?
Found this.
Sorry, I can't see it.
Found this.
Well, that wasn't
not
when he passed me.
It's filled with printed out photos of some chick. She looks Argentinian.
It's Celiana.
Son of a bitch.
Let's find out who's coach. Find out who his supervisor is. And Miranda's gonna do what we gotta do.
Find out who his supervisor is, then Mirandize him.
What?
Inside the vehicle were two Glock firearms.
He's a cop. I mean this doesn't surprise me.
Miami-Dade police ID and badge, a body-worn camera, a tactical vest, and other law enforcement equipment.
None in the chamber?
Yeah. No, there was.
Oh, he had one.
He was taking it out.
Come on, Bobo. Why are you riding around drunk with a fucking loaded handgun?
Two.
Casey, do you have a... Let's do this by the books. Do you happen to have a Miranda card? Yes, I
do. Dude, he's covering his ass. You see that?
Thank you.
I have a feeling this guy knows his Miranda rights.
Yeah.
What's your first name?
Don.
Don?
Donovan.
Donovan. That's your first name?
Yes.
Okay. Don't say anything just yet. Understand me? You know how this goes.
Okay. I don't want to.
Be quiet.
He's, this point, he's telling him be quiet for his own good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening here, right? I know a lot of people are, you, let me tell you something. You wouldn't get a friendly be quiet.
No, they let you talk.
They would let you talk and talk and talk.
Before I ask you any questions, you must understand your rights. You have the right to remain silent. Anything you say can be used against you in court. You have the right to talk to a lawyer. If you decide to end with these rights in mind, are you willing to perform field sobriety exercise to this bill? Is this an agency vehicle?
Yes.
He was driving drunk in an agency vehicle. Jesus fucking Christ, man.
Fired. Like, that's not even... I don't even need to go to the hearing. Just pack your shit and get the fuck out.
I think Uvalde's looking for some gobs.
Yeah. This is his agency car. This is his agency car.
We're going to take him back to him.
I just asked him, have him run the tag. I just got here. He says he doesn't want to talk. Refuses to do sobriety exercises.
So I'm off.
Oh, absolutely. He's fucked up.
Absolutely. He's fucked up.
Florida cops are a little for fun. They're kind of fun. I gotta get them.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, by the way, cop is Cuban. Sorry, for those that didn't realize, the cop body cam cop is Cuban.
Thank you.
It is what it is. I will notify.
What are we going to do? Do you want a rotation or what are we going to do with the car?
Well, pudgy guy's Cuban too.
We're going to do rotation.
Okay.
But everything that's agency related.
Cuban.
Yeah. We need to take.
Three. We have three so far.
Store,
because
I don't
want to
be responsible for...
Bro, like, dude, like, bro, I was like, fucking, bro, I'm over here, like, I'm working security, dude, bro, I swear to fucking God, I'm working security, and this fucking, bro, this fucking maniac, he comes flying down, bro, I literally, dude, like, this fucking crazy, like, Miami, this is why I fucking left Miami-Dade, so I don't have to deal with these fucking assholes.
Thank you, Officer Coco Lopez.
Firearms.
Yep. Yeah, if we can do them solid and let them know that they got all this shit here, if they have somebody local that can come and pick it up, so that, I mean, I don't mind.
Oh my God, he had a police shield in his back. Oh my God, they're emptying out the back of his car. He had a SWAT shield in the back, guys.
The property receipt, that's not the reason, I'm just saying.
This guy looks like he fucking just robbed the police surplus store.
I don't even know what to do yet. It was you and
guy,
you was Andy.
I clocked him at 107.
Supposed to be saying they're Puerto Ricans.
In Key Largo? Nah, probably not.
I got him up to 111.
And I know he saw my lights.
Oh yeah.
As soon as he passed me.
Key Largo, unlikely. Also, Key Largo cop, very unlikely.
Miami though.
Okay.
He never slowed down.
And the way you could tell this cop is in Puerto Rican is his eyebrows aren't done.
I was directly.
That's how you could tell.
And he still kept going. He was weaving in and out of traffic.
Also, the way you could tell this cop, maybe you know what cop might have been in Puerto Rican, the one that was driving drunk. That fits the MO way more.
And he's not on duty, so he shouldn't be running code.
Well, he didn't have those lights.
Lights were not on. No.
No, those lights weren't on when he passed me. If they were on now, I couldn't see them because they weren't. No, that wasn't.
They weren't on.
All right.
Okay.
Tell
me what you want me to take all this stuff, or what do you want me to do? It was 107. 111. That was the top speed that I was able to record. I'm going to take him to the Roth. If you just want to drop it off, supervisor?
Yeah, I do.
Can we contact your immediate supervisor?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You're going to help me out.
sir. Sir, you are way beyond the help you out phase of this, okay?
Yeah.
We are past the help you out.
We're at the
we don't want to leave all your shit here, man. We don't want to put it into property. We want to see if we can get it to a supervisor, okay? Preferably your supervisor to keep it under wraps. So, do you happen to have his name, the phone number?
You already invoked your...
Wait. What did he say? Hold on a second. Sorry, guys. I that was my fault because I was talking over it, too. Let's hear this back and forth again.
So I'll leave this here so you have somewhere to put everything.
Can we contact your immediate supervisor?
Yeah, I do.
Can we contact your immediate supervisor?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
You gonna help me out?
Well, we don't want to leave all your shit here, man. We don't want to put it into property. We want to see if we can get it to a supervisor. Okay? Preferably your supervisor to keep it under wraps. So.
Preferably your supervisor to... keep it under wraps. Really? Why? Earlier you said shut the fuck up and you're not going to be a cop anymore. What? Why do we start calming down?
Do you happen to have his name and phone number?
You already invoked your right to remain silent, so I'm not going to ask you any questions, bro. But man,
bro,
bro,
this is not
Cuban.
The highlight of my day.
Cuban.
I know.
The highlight
of some questions, bro.
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 Sorry, bro.
Literally, bro? Say literally once for me, please, cop.
Yep, don't say anything else. Boss man, you know how many people are involved in this?
I get you, bro, but like, bro, we're supposed to take care of our own, bro.
Yeah. We're supposed to take care of our own, bro.
Yeah, we are.
Nigga, like, I've been doing this shit for 6.5 years, bro.
And if I came
so
to your county...
is also Cuban.
Hold on, excuse me. If I came to your county...
and I put you in this position?
Yeah, I'll take you home, like...
You take me home?
Of course.
You take me home after your sergeant shows up on scene?
Hell
and everybody's
yeah.
got cameras?
The mask falling off from what cops used to do to now is, you got to admit, is kind of nice to see, right?
Mm-hmm.
You take me home, meaning, by the way, that normally he would if he could, but his sergeant showed up. So too late now, you know? Honestly, if he didn't run and then he pulled him over, he wouldn't be, none of this would be happening.
This is mom or dad, baby. We take care of you. Like,
yeah.
This is what we're supposed to do.
No, here's the thing. You're not supposed to do that. And that's why people are angry. You know what I mean? Are you going to take care of me?
I know that's what we're supposed to do, but unfortunately,
no, not I know what we're supposed to do. No, not to say I know what we're supposed to do. You're supposed to say we're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to drive drunk in a police vehicle and make us look like assholes. You're the one that's not supposed to do that.
Do that. You're gonna tell me I go to Miami-Dade and I flee from the cops? I'm gonna walk home?
Brother, I didn't even notice you were fleeing.
Nah, man, come on. Don't give me that bullshit. We're supposed to be brothers, right?
I will never flee for you. That's why I pulled over. Trust me.
Yeah.
He's fucking hammered, by the way.
Thin blue line, right?
Thin blue line, right? Did you hear that?
Yeah, Frozen, I heard that. But I'm no treat cops fairly. Yeah, you're right. I'm the problem. It's my perception of them, not their actions. A friend of mine who's a cop was in the Marine Corps, became...
Well, wait, you have a friend who's a cop, bootlicker?
Well, wait to hear the story. So he went to the Marine Corps. This is back in South Florida. He came back after he finished active duty. He became a cop because, you know, it's an easy pipeline for military to cop in most cities for the most part, because they prefer it because you're pretty already proficient with firearms and stuff like that. It makes life a lot easier, right? He was driving drunk in his marked police vehicle. is drinking whiskey, right? Sheriff's department, I believe. And he's still a cop now. Like, he got, like, not paid leave for a week, but he's still a cop. I don't understand how that works, you know?
What's up?
I got a family.
Yeah, everybody has a family, buddy.
You want a camera?
Yeah, bro. You know I can't turn off my camera. Come on.
He keeps wanting for that fucking break, but buddy, you're not gonna get it.
You know I can't turn off my camera. Come on.
Nobody sat in this chair has ever thought they did anything wrong. Okay? But today, I'm not gonna listen to any shit about how I did this. Okay? All right. Just have a seat, boss.
Donovan refused to participate in standardized field sobriety tests or provide a breath sample.
That's actually smart. I wouldn't either. That doesn't matter at that point.
I mean,
so really all that matters is what kind of lawyer you're going to afford. And you're going to get a police union lawyer. You're going to get a decent lawyer.
Man, he's in the front because he's a cop.
At this point, I'm sorry.
Did you see this again? But you guys are picking this up, right? I'm not nuts, right?
Yeah, no. We
he's in the front because he's a cop. They're still giving him preferential treatment, by the way.
Yeah, I'm not getting in the front. I'm getting in the back.
Okay, so
reverse Rosa Parks over here.
Yeah.
Fucking Rosa drives.
All right, you got to get off the phone now, boss, okay? They're going to let you make some more phone calls in just a little bit.
All right, bro. Have a good one. They're telling me to get out of the phone now. All right,
give them your...
Still kind of treating him with baby gloves, right? It's just
yes, but what you're not noticing is his American flag with a thin blue line background that he has on his phone.
Oh, no.
That's what you're not noticing. That's what you don't see, but I see it.
Let me get a break.
Because this guy's a paint by number piece of shit. Yeah, by the way, somebody just wrote in the chat, people have been arrested. Wait a second. He got to keep his fucking phone.
Yeah, see, that's what I mean. My baby gloves.
Gentlemen, your phone.
How you doing? Do you have any contact anybody with COVID?
COVID.
You have COVID vaccine?
All right, you step in. Director George Perez. Donovan has been relieved of his duties without pay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Donovan was charged with felony fleeing and eluding an officer and misdemeanor driving under the influence.
They'll be dropped.
He also received citations for the two charges and a written traffic warning for speeding.
Three cop cars behind you. They literally lit you up right next to you. They lit you up next to you.
Hold on.
Three cop cars behind you. They literally...
Literally, bro! Like, literally, he said literally. It! Finally! He said it! Yes!
Cuban bingo.
Cuban bingo. So you know what they call Cuban bingo? Dominoes.
What do we do to celebrate now?
I don't know. I got it.
There's got to be a celebration.
I got it. There's celebration music. Here we... go.
We're playing Pitbull, aren't we?
Wow, this guy's jamming out too. Hold on, let me try. There we go. Of course, it's the best. Of course, it's the best kind of music.
Just sit here and jiggle back and forth.
And you gotta, and you could do this. You could do a little bit of this. A little bit of this. A little bit of this. That's it.
They're called shimmy jams.
Yeah, exactly.
Not the shimmy though.
They're
like jock jams, but for the unathletic.
He said an African marriage.
Esclavos de un español.
Slaves in Spain.
Thank you, Royce.
Él les
would treat the slaves poorly. And at his black slave, female slave, he hit. They're saying, don't hit the black woman.
They're Why saying, did he say verga?
Don't hit the black woman.
La verdad, no.
Pegue a mi negra.
Pegue a mi negra.
Oye, man, no le pegue a la negra.
Hey, man, don't hit the black woman.
Oh, wait,
no.
Whoa,
negra,
whoa.
Negra,
along,
negra,
man.
Negra,
negra, negra. Gotcha.
His inner JB's coming out.
Can't help it, man. Once you started saying it once, it just happens.
By the way, these song lyrics are real. I'm not making these up. I'm telling you what they're saying. So basically, this is about this guy that had slaves, and he was beating one of them, but the black bitch was hot, so I was saying, look, hit the other slaves, but don't hit the hot black bitch. That's basically what this song's about, just so you know.
Anyone else want to play Tropico all of a sudden?
I love Tropico. So this guy just keeps his energy up the whole way. Like, I want to see. Let me skip ahead.
Te hablo desde la prisión, Wilson Mayoma.
Yeah, he keeps it up. Oh, classic. 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 I could be here, but I'm here with you fucks instead. I could be wearing a hat on the beach, wearing a flowered shirt, and dancing a fucking quinceañera music. But instead, I'm here with you, with people telling me how cool cops are.
You should get money.
Ken of the North tipped $3.33. Good morning, fellow heterosexuals. Aren't you glad you didn't wake up thinking about wieners?
Oh, he did. That was Ken. Ken of the North is hiding it, but he's already out of the closet. He loves wieners. More like wieners of the North. Ken of the Wieners from now on.
415 Nick tipped $5. Royce, you idiot, the cops took so long cause you can't protect and serve with a bunch of parents in the way. Clearly these kids would have been saved if so many hot Latina mums weren't exposing what cowards these cops were.
That's a really good point. Hot Latinas have been crushing it lately, huh? Steve, well, with $1 super chat, thank you. Steve with another super chat.
Steve L. Super Chatted $5. I sent this video to you guys a few days ago.
Which one? I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know when you sent that.
The cop, the one that we were just watching.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it. Got it. Got it. That was a good one.
Chester Ludlow Jr. Super Chatted $4. Trust the plan.
Okay. I've never stopped.
Gates off above super shattered $20. This is why I love my Spanish people music.
This is true, actually.
The lyrics are so based all the while everyone is dancing and having an amazing time.
Spanish salsa music, some of the lyrics are surprisingly based. And everyone's just there, like, you know, getting drunk and dancing. And this song's about not beating your slave because she's hot.
Jesus.
Honestly, that's some like Johnny Rebel shit, you know, if you think about it.
Lord Pepsi tipped $3.33. S toy by Lando Royce.
Dude, growing up, there was a Hebrew kids song, which the lyrics are literally translated to two Chinese guys are sitting on a bench with a cello. A cop comes, tells him to go away. Two Chinamen on a park bench. That's literally it. Those are the lyrics.
Ken of the North, what is happening? I love boobies. You guys are all mean.
You can like both, Ken.
You're the one that proclaimed your love. Adam loves you. We get it.
It's fine if you love Adam. Listen, Ken of the Wieners, I don't really care. You know?
Okay, that might have been a little mean, but it's...
Ken of the Wieners?
Yeah.
How is that mean? If you like wieners, wouldn't you want to be of them? If I said frozen of the boobs, he'd be happy because he loves boobs.
Yes, okay, I love boobs.
What about just being a little bit nicer and being Ken of the Men?
Men of the North?
Well, wieners of the North? Is that...
All right.
Look,
all right.
Wieners. Look, wieners has to be in there. It's non-negotiable.
What about Ken of the Girth?
No.
Okay, there you go.
That implies you've seen his penis.
I want the word wiener in there.
It has to be.
Yes, I want the word wiener.
All right,
wiener.
Fine. Here. Okay, fine. Wiener of the wiener.
Royce, where do you want the wiener in?
Ha 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 ha